One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a family's life took a strange turn when unsettling paranormal events began to unfold. From knocks at the door with no one on the other side to a baby mysteriously moving across the bed. These happenings are just the beginning.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hi! Yes, it is. And welcome to the program. Hit subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. We do greatly appreciate that. If you want to go ad-free, there's an option for you on Apple Podcasts and patreon.com/realghoststories. Get the extras and all that other stuff ad-free. And again, yes, we appreciate that. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Not too much. It's been kind of weekend. It's Monday morning or Monday afternoon, excuse me. And I had kind of a boring weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to complain about a boring weekend, though.
Mm-hmm.
because I think that's not bad.
It's nice to have those every now and then, where I know, right? You just kind of got to decompress and just kind of be a zombie for a day or two and let yourself get the zombie out, as Lori Vallow Daybell would say.
Now, next week, on the other hand, is going to be quite exciting because I am a big college basketball fan.
Mm-hmm.
My team's not doing so well this year, Wichita State. We'll find out if how they do in the tournament. But next week here in my city, we've got the NCAA tournament.
You do?
Men's basketball. And my friend gave me a pair of tickets for both sessions on Thursday.
Well, that'll be fun.
Well, I know, because they ain't cheap.
Yeah.
And so for the first time, last time we had the tournament here, it was really exciting because it kind of transformed the downtown. There was lots of parties everywhere, watch parties, and just they created this whole tournament village thing. It was
neat.
Really cool.
Yeah.
And so that's what I got to experience last time. This time I actually get to go to the games.
Well, that's exciting.
I know. For me, that's a big deal.
Are you going to shout really, really loud and like make a ruckus in your section where people and children feel uncomfortable and have to move?
I thought I would paint my face.
I like that.
And something, you know, to get attention, maybe make it on TV.
Yeah, I like that.
Actually, the thing is I don't have a team to root for. So any game that I watch, we'll just be watching basketball. So I doubt that I cause too much of a ruckus since I won't have a team in it. Because I don't think KU is going to play here because they kind of aren't playing that well. They didn't do so good last time, though, when KU did play here. Like, the tickets were really expensive.
Wow. You should...
this time, they're expensive, but with no team like KU,
yeah.
a more local team playing that sells tickets here.
I think you should take a Sharpie and write the words, "The end is near," on your forehead, and then hand out pamphlets as you walk around the
basketball. Well, I wonder, is there like a... Maybe I could just go to like a Jehovah's Witness place or something and just pick up some pamphlets because I don't have time to make any.
I suppose they probably let you have some, you know, that, or the Mormons, they got some too.
I mean, it would just be easier for me if I got to, you know, distribute literature and propaganda of some kind.
Yeah.
I'd just rather go say, "Hey, I'd like to become a Mormon. Can I have some pamphlets?" And Joseph Smith, "Hey, Brigham Young, hey.
Can I see the gold tablets, please?"
Oh, shit. Did I say that out loud? Whoops. Because I know nobody can see them but Joseph Smith.
Yep. Yep. And there's nothing... It's not a mental illness going on here or anything.
I saw the Book of Mormons recently, and now, respect to all Mormons, I don't understand your religion.
Yeah.
But it was like, it's brought up in this very funny way, but most of what they say is pretty true.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started on it, because there's an unequal, or what's the word I'm looking for? Improportionate amount of true crime stories involving Mormons.
I know it. Stories like Lori Daybell and that woman who wrote the kid's book on grief who killed her husband.
Yep.
I can't remember her name.
I know you're talking about. It's escaping me too.
Because you and I do some true crime stories every week, and it is not uncommon that they're Mormons.
Oh my God, there's so many. It's not a huge... By number of population, it's not that common. It's, but obviously they're out there, but it's a very small percentage of our population. But the amount that's showing up in true crime is ridiculous. And I don't know. I mean, I have my ideas and theories just based on watching some of these stories over there, where I feel like it just walks you up to this place of really magical thinking. And enables you, and if there's something not quite right going on, a mental illness or a whatever, insert something here, it pretty much provides a great walking off point where you're just going to go off that diving board. And that's where I think that's where I think it comes from. There's it enables some really weird ways of thinking.
I know.
And it's not official. The church's like, "Well, if you do that, you can't do that. That's not what that is. We're not part of that." And they'll walk away really quick. But it's like, you walked them up to the edge here, and now you're going to run away when they are ready to go out the door because you keep pushing them that way? I don't know. It's
Interesting.
Yeah. There's a whole interesting thing on it. Lori Vallow Daybell, which is the Doomsday Mom. She was on Dateline the other day with Keith. And we did a whole like 4-part piece on it over on Hidden Killers about her way of thinking. It's like a 2-hour piece in total. But if you want to hear that Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, it's interesting. It's a weird, interesting dive into her thought process. And it also goes into the Mormonistic stuff of how she became who she is. So,
well, and I read something about Keith Morrison, who you and I both really love.
Keith Morrison. Yes.
He was saying it was kind of like she was trying to get him. It was a little bit of kind of a boxing match verbally.
Yeah. She was very combative. Everything was answered with a question. Like he'd ask something, I don't know, Keith, what do you think, Keith? And it was very, very combative. I mean, it was very manic. I mean, she's nuts. And I can't believe she's going to be her own attorney. And I mean, if you ever wanted to have an argument for somebody that if you want to say, you know, is this person possessed? I think she might have an argument. Like, I think she may qualify. I do not truly believe that she is, but just the evil of what she has done and somehow finds a way to laugh and continue on with life. It's a mental disorder at the end of the day, mm-hmm. but it sure fucking looks like evil. It's a horrible story if you haven't heard it. Anyway. That's over on Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. If you like true crime, we do a lot of it over there. Hey, back to the conversation in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about my new glasses from Warby Parker. I absolutely love them, and they make getting glasses so easy. Went to their website, picked out 5 frames I wanted to try on, and then they sent them to me. I got to decide which one or ones I wanted, and I found one pair that I very much liked. It's called the Crane, if you will. I love the whole process. If you need contacts, you need glasses, Warby Parker is the way to go. Nothing but premium materials in each frame. And they design every frame in-house, so their collection includes unique designs, silhouettes, colors, and fits made to suit every single face. They even offer everything you need. Eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, eye exams even. Yes, they have storefronts. So you can even physically, if they have one in your city, go in and check them out yourself, or you can do it all online. I prefer to never leave my home, so I take advantage of that. You can shop with them, like I said, online, at home, in stores, over 250 retail locations now across the U.S. and Canada, where you can get styled by one of their friendly expert advisors. Warby Parker glasses start at just $95 and include prescription lenses with anti-reflective scratch-resistant coatings. A lot of Warby Parker locations even offer the eye exam, starting at just $85. If you want to get more than one, save 15% when you purchase 2 or more prescription pairs of glasses or sunglasses. This offer is available both at home and in stores, plus there's free shipping and free 30-day returns. Yeah, you can't go wrong with these guys. I've been having glasses from them 4 years, and they've been supporting the show for years as well. I love them. Can't go wrong. Get started with Warby Parker's virtual try-on. You can get glasses and sunglasses, seeing the realistic color, texture, and size of each style right from home right now. Or head over to warbyparker.com/ghost right now to take the home try-on quiz and pick 5 pairs of frames to try out at home for free. That's warbyparker.com/ghost, warbyparker.com/ghost. Now back to the conversation. Let's go to this phone call. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to this caller. Hi.
So I live here in Southern California. I used to live with my parents. My girlfriend and I, we decided to have a baby. She ended up moving in with us. To this day, I think my parents' house, there's something going on. One day, my parents ended up leaving to Mexico, and they decided to go driving, so I helped them put their luggage away and everything. So a little backstory to this is they would always, since my son would always wake up at 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning, and throughout the night, he would wake up every other hour or every 2 hours or so. Me and my wife would be dead tired. So by 5, 6 in the morning, we couldn't get up with them. And so my parents or my brothers would come and they would knock on our door. You know, the regular knock, 1 or 2, hey, can I come in? Or 3 knocks, can I come in? And so me being half asleep, all I would say is like, yes, come in. And so they already knew to walk in and go to my son's crib and get him and take him, right? So by this, they decided to drive off to Mexico. I helped them put the luggage away. And so that same night, or actually that following morning, we were asleep. My son was still asleep. And I hear 3 knocks on the inside door, because we had 2 doors, one that would lead to the backyard and another one that would lead to the inside of the house. And I heard 3 knocks, 1, 2, 3, knock, knock, knock. I woke up and the first thing that came to my head was, okay, someone's trying to come in. My family's trying to come in. So all I said was, come in. My wife wakes up and she reminds me, no one's home. To this day, I get goosebumps. I don't know what happened. I try to play every scenario, possible scenario. Maybe it was a dog. She hit something. I don't know. Not the following day, but by the second day, again, they knocked on the inside door, the door that leads to the inside of the house. Like I said, we try to think every possible scenario, but to this day, we don't find an answer. Another thing, my parents' house is on an elevated floor, so not like the regular houses where all the plumbing is on the underneath the concrete slab. No, my parents is on a wooden floor, right? So every step that you take, you could hear it, since it's an old house. And my room is on a concrete slab, so you have to take 2 steps down to go to my room. So every other night, we would hear someone walking by the kitchen, walking by the living room, and then they would take the 2 steps and then walk a few more steps to the door and just stand there. I would wait for someone trying to open a door, but nothing. And mind you, there was no one home. So when my son was born and not even at 2 years old, doctors told us he was going to be a vegetable baby. Right now he has cerebral palsy and developmental delay and a few other things I'm not going to get into. So they told us he's not going to be able to walk. He's not going to be able to crawl. He's not going to be able to do anything a normal kid is going to be able to. So with that in mind, he would wake up every hour, every 2 hours. We would feed him or whatever he needed, right? So one night I wake up and I grab him with my left hand and I bottle feed him with my right hand. Being really tired, what I did is I laid on my bed and I moved closer to the middle of the bed so that I put myself in a beetle position. And so, like I said, with my left hand, I had my son, and then with my right hand, I had the bottle, and his legs were touching my legs since I was in a beetle position, knowing that it was impossible for him to roll over to the left, and there was enough room for him to lay there, but like I said, it was impossible for him to roll over, or even worse, for him to crawl over me. I would feel him. I would literally feel him if he were to crawl over me or move. But again, it was physically impossible for him to move. He couldn't. Being so tired, I knocked out. I fell asleep. And the thing that woke me up afterwards, I don't know if it was a few hours or a few minutes, what woke me up was my son crying. Me and my wife woke up and she asked me, where is he? So I wake up, I open my eyes and my arms were empty, but I was still in a position where thinking I still had him in with me. My right hand was still trying to bottle feed him, but there was nothing there. I stretched my legs and he was on the opposite side of the bed, with his head hanging off the bed, about to fall. So I just grab him from his feet and drag him over to my side. Like I said, it was physically impossible at the time for him to be on that side. Again, I try to think every reasonable explanation. It could have been me being so tired that I left him there, but I mean, I couldn't be that irresponsible to put him there. I run and run scenarios and I don't, honestly, I can't find an answer to it. Another thing that happened, my wife fell asleep with him. So she fell asleep on a bed. She laid regularly and she put my son forming a T. And again, she put a pillow on the other side of the bed. like I said, again, it's impossible for him to roll over or go over the pillow. She wakes up because she hears my son crying. And then she yells for my name. Hey, can you come here? But in her voice, I could hear she was scared. There was something going on. So I ran to the room and I find my son on the floor, and the pillow that she had put on the side of the bed, it was about 5 to 6 feet off the bed. And I asked her, like, what happened? Why is the pillow over there? She said she didn't know. She doesn't know how it got there and how my son ended up in the floor. Like, again, no scenarios. I try to think of a logical explanation. I can't. Every time we talk about this, my grandpa, he passed away about the same time my son was born. And he was going to come over from Mexico to see my, to meet my grandson, but he died and his luggage was already ready. You know, we think it was him that, you know, that was messing with them. Whatever it is, or it was harming my son. So not too long after, we ended up moving out of the house. But till this day, my younger brother sleeps in that room and he still hears those footsteps going to his room. Anyways, I have a lot more stories in that from that house. I'll give you guys another call some other day. Thank you guys. Have a good day.
Thank you for sharing that experience. What's your thoughts?
I don't like that at all, because it doesn't feel like his grandfather, because whatever it is seems to be trying to harm the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
And then the knocking thing, that always seems evil to me. Knock,
yeah.
Knock, knock, knock. You know, that always, some weird black-eyed kid went in. Can you call my mom? Like, so to me, the whole thing just feels really dark.
Yeah.
And, you know, and with a baby, especially a baby that has some special needs,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be so hyper-focused on what that baby needs
mm-hmm.
that you're not going to accidentally put the baby in the wrong place on the bed. You're not going to accidentally not put the pillows around him. There's no way.
No.
You're taking care of that baby.
Yeah.
So it just seems like whatever it is, at the very end when he's like moving out, I was like, thank Jesus.
Yeah.
Because he needs to be out of there. That's not good.
No, not at all. Very creepy story. Thank you for Thank you for sharing that with us. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you would like to share yours. And hey, if you want to listen ad-free, check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts there. Even try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/realghoststories and get access to all the bonus stuff ad-free and support the program at the same time. Until next time, Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said. You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.